Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Baptist University, Bahamas First, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marco's Pizza, Nassau Cruise Ports, Pinto Tao, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
When I head out in the freeway, I want more. Money make me feel and turn on the dance floor. Lord, this music in the march of the dance hall. When I had one more. Oh, I love Bahamian culture. I love my reggae scream. I want to feel a rhythm. No way you can escape. The beat of the boat in the skipping of the song. And once the rhythm lick you, you're gonna want some more. When I hear the reggae scream, boy, I want more. Money make me feel and turn on the dance floor. Lord, this music is the march of the dance hall. When I hear the reggae scream, boy, I want more. Give me more. A little bit more. I want more. So much more. Oh, of course. A little bit more. Yes. When I hit a record straight, boy, I want more.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Still have to give you a little taste of KB, my good, decent homeboy, all the way from 8 Mile Rock, Jonestown. Here, being able to jam the way that he is, I'm a very close friend of the family. He whispered me one secret. I tell him I can tell my mother. Praise Jesus. It's a beautiful day, guys. Always grateful to be in your company. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. I got to shout out a couple people today. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday, so we're going to be able to dive deeper into really being able to talk about businesses and some things that they have to offer. But today, more specifically, we're going to be talking about what's happening out here in the city, La Ciudad. That's going to be coming up from the Bahamas Baptist University College, Bahamas Baptist University College. They got some beautiful things going on this weekend. You're going to hear the commercial play a little later on. Just when we get to a commercial break, you're going to be able to find out. But they want you guys to be able to come down and enjoy yourself. It's going to be on June 21st, which is this Saturday. They want to go down to Arawak Key. They say, where them fans at? They got them guys coming down to be able to do that. So they got 300 people who are going to be out there with the fans and whatnot. They're going to have a good time, man. And so I wanted you to be able to know that and let you know exactly what's what. I got a call late last night, say, Howard, you got to talk about these things. I said, absolutely, we can do that for you. We want you guys to go out there and enjoy yourself. This weekend is going to be on the 21st. On the 21st of, let me see if I'm able to read this and see exactly what's what. So it's a Pulpwalk Festival, June 21st, 2025. Arawak Key, and it's a competition. I think they got about 14 groups. Let me see how much persons, right? 14 persons set up to be able to do that. It's going to be hosted by Jess Mo, right? My girl Mo, right? I see in a little while. I hope that she's good. It's going to be promotions by DJ Zoe. So they're going to have a good time. The tickets are there. You can be able to get your tickets. Adult ticket is going to be $20, and the kids' ticket is going to be $8, right? So it's going to be from 3 o'clock to 11 p.m. Imagine, have a beautiful time. They got steel pan band, salsa dancing demo, kitty corner, limbo fire dance performance. They're going to have Arawak Key lit. It's going to be fun out there, guys. I want you to be able to do that limbo fire dance pulled pork competition Have a good time. If you want to find out more information about it and how you can be able to do that, 433-4748, 433-4748, or hit them up 433-8009. That's 433-8009. Zines and drinks on sale. So it's going to be a very, very good time. Cross-cultural festival, and they're going to have a good time. So we're going to be able to see that and see all those particular things. Like I said, you're going to hear a little taste about that at the next commercial break. So we're going to be able to play that for you and let you hear all those things that they got going on this Saturday, right? And guys, you got to be able to remember Cocoa Plum Wellness. We talked to you about that, talked to you about preparation. We talked to you about the hydrocolonics and this sort of an idea of being able to always, if your colons are kind of stuffed up and backed up and you want to find yourself being able to have an evacuation and exit in those particular areas, you want to go and check it out, right? Give them a call at 445-8111, 445-8111. You get 25% off on Mondays, 25% off on Fridays, and 50% off on the 25th day of the month. So the 25th day of June is going to be coming up next week. You want to be able to get your 50% off. Just let them know that you heard it right here. And they're going to take good care of you right down there at Cocoa Plum Wellness, CocoaPlumWellnessBahamas.com, CocoaPlumWellnessBahamas.com. Get yourself prepared. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper today to see exactly what's what. Boy dies. Siblings injured and fired. We heard a little about that in the newscast yesterday. But it's such a sad story to be able to hear as we continue to be able to see that. And, man, this is a sad thing, right? Father to give his kidney to his son today in sort of a landmark surgery that we have some persons being able to come in. And a father being able to give his kidney to his son today. I heard the story and it really touched me. And I promise you, if my children need it, whatever I got, they got. Promise you. And so this is truly commendable for this father to take on this kind of a position and dedicate himself, his body, to ensure that there's preservation and a significant opportunity for his children going forward. So that's a wonderful thing that we can be able to see that. Also, Bell decries oversaturation of liquor stores. I find this peculiar because don't you, as a government, license these things? You like the people just do it? You like these people just popping up and just, you know, setting up shop by themselves? There is a procedure that they go through. And even to the point where they have to possibly get health inspectors and other persons come in, there is a procedure that they go through. And I suppose that this is what social agitation does and being able to bring people to the forefront and really being able to have this kind of a conversation about those things. So, guys, we're going to talk about that and talk about those things like this today. Now, in the studio with me, I want to be able to talk to you about this. I thought about being able to have a conversation. I know that we are approaching rapidly another election season. And I just didn't want to have the typical conversations about FNM or the PLP, or these particular traditional conversations and concepts that exist in our society. I really wanted to take it from a different angle and really be able to talk about the observation thereof. I'd like to do that. And today I wanted to be able to have a good conversation with some good folks in the studio with me today about political readiness, right? And then it's going beyond the illusion. I am of the view, and based upon the rhythm of the tradition in our society, the illusions is what is a forerunner in political campaigns. They give you the illusion, the idea of more, the idea of preparation, the idea of insight, the idea of an intellectual capacity and fortitude, the idea of these things. And for the most part, we've seen, especially over the past 25 years, there has been a lack of preparation. So I want to talk about that political readiness beyond the illusion and really being able to get to this. Now, in the studio with me today is someone who I've known for a very long time. She sat with me on Rush Hour some years ago with Dazzy. And she's just telling me, boy, Howard, I haven't been up here since you and Dazzy. I said, oh, my God, that's been a long time. So we invited her back. I invited her back to be able to sit with me today. And she is truly a political enthusiast and always being able to give a steady view, her opinions and her commitment to a political organization. She gives a fair, in my estimation, a fair and balanced view. I want to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to none other than Gabrielle Aeneas. I can say that just like that. Aeneas, you want me to be able to.
You good, Howard.
Abbreviate the man name in this stuff. Say good afternoon, people. Tell them who you are.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. I am Gabrielle Aeneas. Okay, yes, good. That praise is God. Correct, Howard. I've been married. Okay. I took the man name, Howard.
You took the man name?
Shout out to my husband. My good husband. Ooh, let me go on with all of this.
Praise God. This good, decent man, Mr. Aeneas. I know you. I don't know him, but I know the Aeneas them. So he's a good, decent man for being able to do that. So talk to me about that. Talk to me about this. Let persons know what you've been doing. I know that you're enthusiastic about these things. Do you care to tell people anything else? Or you want them to be able to judge at the end of this conversation?
Yes, let's let them judge at the end of the conversation, Howard. My views and opinion have always been that. My views and opinion. While I do support and take liking to a particular political party, my views, as you've said at the top of the show, have always been balanced as country comes first.
It really has. It really has. And I've always engaged you in good conversation to talk about those things. And so I'm grateful that you're here with me. And I'm looking forward to this kind of a conversation to jam in with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the lines after we get a good base out. And joining me also is my right-hand guy, always being able to be here with me as I dive into one provocative topic or a taboo topic after another, none other than Garth Roseborough. Garth, say good afternoon to the folks out there.
Good afternoon, Howard Grant. It's wonderful to be back with you again. Looks like every day we come here to sit before him, it's just continuous talk as to either the progression or the digression of our country. But hopefully today, Howard, I look forward to a great conversation with you. I want to give a great shout out to our good friend, mutual friend, Sheila, today. She's on my mind today.
Yeah.
I dropped her some mangoes the other day. So those people out there, I hope you're enjoying all the luscious fruit. You know, food is very important at this time of year, Howard. But those are people who have not been able to afford food in their diet. The Bahamas is now laden with an assortment of fruit, bananas and mangoes, etc. Get your fill of those things. You know, they help fight diseases like cancer, etc., you know. And so just want to encourage them in that light, Howard Grant.
Well, I appreciate that, my brother. And definitely you need to bring me some mangoes. Ladies and gentlemen, bring me some mangoes.
You only like 8 Mile Rock mango, man. I sure that.
No, they got some good mango. I don't want a hairy set. I don't like that, right?
You like the hairy set?
No, I don't like the hairy.
You like the meaty ones?
Yes, that's what I like. Right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk today about political readiness and as to whether or not we as a people are really prepared, as whether or not political organizations are prepared to being able to step into it. I've identified this conversation to be able to break down into sort of three areas. This kind of an optical illusion, this kind of whether or not you're prepared in terms of your language and mindset as you step into technological diversity and understanding where we are locally in comparison to what's happening around the world, and then understanding whether or not there is diversity, right? That last element. If political organizations are doing enough to be able to incorporate youth and their youth arm into the conversation, into certain concepts and ideas, and being able to push forward like that. So I wanted to be able to do that. I broke it down, and looking at that, kind of laid out a SWOT analysis, some of the strengths, what we're doing. Wow, these are some of the things that they're definitely being able to do well. And what they've been doing well is giving you that, you know, culture, giving you the perpetuation of these particular things, right? And so we want to talk about these things. I want you guys to be able to get yourself prepared to have a good conversation with us. They spilt us a little over, so let's be able to be as decent as possible. I got to take this quick commercial break. When we get back, I want to be able to jam with you. 323-6232. It's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of items, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Guys, quick commercial break. It'll be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. He is the king of crunch. the master of flavor. And he's going to set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger, better, and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
You work hard, you do your best, but sometimes a little extra support can make all the difference. At Fidelity, we offer personal loans to help with whatever financial challenges life brings. We offer quick, hassle-free, stress-free loans ready whenever you need it. Inquire and make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Tarpon Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Join us for the Pulled Pork Festival at Arawak Key, June 21st, 3 p.m. through 11 p.m. Enjoy a delicious day featuring a variety of Hispanic cuisine and Bahamian dishes, all inspired by a farm-to-table theme. Savor the flavors and explore a vibrant culinary showcase. Whether you're a food lover, a family looking for a great day out, or a fan of live music and competitions, this festival has something for everyone. Tickets can be purchased online, cashandgobahamas.com/event-tickets.
No one likes a fender bender.
Oh, man.
From a little scratch to a full mashup, NUA Insurance has got you covered with auto insurance tailored to fit your needs and budget. For affordable rates with free on-site accident assistance, visit us online or in branch and just ask us. NUA Insurance. Ask us because we've got you covered.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. We're talking political readiness. I needed to have this kind of a conversation. I want to have a series of conversations like this. I'd like to be able to bring persons in as representatives from the Free National Movement and representative from the Progressive Liberal Party, also representatives from fringe organizations such as the COI and others, to really being able to have a good contrast and find out where we are, just to be able to add to sort of the social construct of the idea as to whether or not there is still stagnation that exists in our country. From a political standpoint, are we moving? Or are we still stagnant as a result of our politicians that continue to be able to hold on to yesterday and wouldn't let that thing go? So, Gabby, I want to talk to you about this. Most recently, we've taken this kind of a, when I say optical illusion, the PLP for the past few months have taken on this kind of position to say that on June 6th, they are going to show up on Labor Day and test the strength of their organization. Now, come June 6th, now this has been maybe 2 months in advance. Mm-hmm. And then come June 6th, just before those days, we saw this kind of a social pushback and the idea that they should not come out. We would have seen the unions take on this kind of a position. Nonetheless, the PLP showed up, as I expected them to, and they gave us sort of a soft launch. It wasn't really a strong, heavy, articulate, identified, these the people that ratified. It wasn't a hard launch. It was a soft launch. But they showed up in grand style.
As they always do.
Listen to me. In grand style. They didn't care about what nobody said, but no other shirts. Their shirts say brave, and it looked like the sea. They show up in grand style.
Fred Mitchell is a political mastermind. You have to give it. Jill has been doing this thing for a very, very long time. He is so good at it that he manages being the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party at the same time.
I see you chewing low blows. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I chew no low blows.
Stop, but okay, go ahead.
He does it so well, and I have to give it to him. I have to sing his praises in that regard, because what he did, what him and the Progressive Liberal Party did, was they wanted to test their support. 9/10 of the law is perception. And the perceived fact that they can gather persons from every constituency, a group of people, to be uniformed, wearing the same shirts, the same hats, and roll out this sort of idea that we are together. We stand one. There wasn't persons wearing a Jobeth shirt. There wasn't persons wearing a Leslie shirt. There was everyone on that march under the Progressive Liberal Party's regime wearing a Brave shirt.
Mm-hmm. Including ministers. Everyone, yeah.
That showed a level of cohesion that they wanted to present. I think there was a subtle message to it that while the others are still trying to figure out where they're going, we in the Progressive Liberal Party, and when I say we, them, in the Progressive Liberal Party. God, why are you laughing?
Are you fighting a woman wrong?
One band, one sound.
Uh-huh.
And moving.
One leader.
And one leader at one that.
Uh-huh.
And moving towards the mark that if an election is called today.
It's going to be a hard conversation, you know.
It's perceived.
I like this. You know why?
That we are.
You get too deep with the PLP. Now you got to give me contrast to the FNM. Now contrast that to the Free National Movement, who's taken on a nationalistic perspective and position, knowing 2 months out that they've actually been able to see the strength of the PLP show up on June 6th. Whether or not they are strong in terms of being able to roll out their party and prepare for election, knowing that Michael Pintard, in his particular capacity, has said that there's an expectation that we're going to go to an early election, knowing all mm-hmm. this information, none of this has been revealed. This is mm-hmm. the political freedom of information. All this information we had access to. We knew this. And then come D-Day on the 6th, after all the rowing, after all this and that, after Fred Mitchell taking on this position in the House of Assembly that says to Belinda, shut up and march. After all of this, we show up and the Free National Movement ain't pulled 500 people. I just want to be decent as I say that. Go ahead.
I want to say this in fairness. I don't ever think I've always seen the Free National Movement march on this type of march, but I've never seen them in my time. I'm a millennial, Howard. I've never seen them really take a political stance towards Labor Day. I've always seen them say, "We're going to show up. We're going to support. We're going to." And when I say we, them, going to show up, we're going to support. We're going to march with the people, holding hands with the people in labor. Many of their members I've also seen in the union. So they march with their respective unions as well. So I think they've always taken that approach and that stance. So I didn't even anticipate that they would have 500 persons behind them on a Labor Day march. I didn't anticipate it, Howard. To anticipate that would be to go against all reason in my mind that the Free National Movement would get 500 persons on a Labor Day march wearing political colors. I don't think that is
historically true. I've never seen that myself. However, knowing that the stakes are high, knowing that this is an unstoppable leadership at the helm, knowing that there is a shift afoot, knowing that the PLP presents themselves like a hyena in the desert, hungry, despite the fact that they sit at the helm of leadership, knowing all of this, the Free National Movement didn't do anything new. Like you said, we didn't expect them to, because they've never done it before, but we expected some sort of counter. We expected, because we knew with the murmurs that existed out there that says, okay, whoever constituency bring the most persons out will be able to get whatever prize. I don't understand. Whatever this is, right? persons are calling me saying that they bus people in. They do this, they do that, they do all these things. These are kind of the conversations that are happening right now, right? Or they bus people in, they fly people in from
because
all around.
Because perception, that perception has always been important. Because what people see, it's a psychology behind this. What people see and perceive to be truth is 9/10 of the law truth in their mind until they believe, until the Free National Movement shows a posture that we have the support of the people that I've listened to your show and a lot of it I've agreed with. Until there is a posture shown where this is our platform that we are presenting to the Bahamas. These are the people that we are presenting to the Bahamas. This is your time to get to know these persons instead of just 3 months before an election, you presenting someone at our door. In contrast, the PLP is, as they're doing these political moves, they're moving persons away. They're having people in parliament say, I am not running. Thank you so much for your service. Behind the scenes, you don't think their replacements are already there?
So is this the illusion of readiness? Because we know that there is turmoil in the PLP party. We know that Leroy Major has come out and we see this sort of a tumultuous. He came out with a particular position. He came back. He retracted those particular positions. But I didn't really
and
mean
that
it like that.
That is at the hand of a chairman who has control of his party, of a leader that has control of his party. That is the illusion. That is the illusion, and we're talking about illusion. That is the illusion that they are presenting. So while there are one-off situations where you have members of their parliament coming out, there are also situations where you have them retracting that statement because you're not going to go against the institution. Not in that way. Not without dire consequences to you and your future. I think that is the difference. While there is sort of, in contrast in the FNM, a more democratic approach to this speech and this language that people are able to say what it is, their opinions are, voice it in a manner where they can carry on and do this. Under Philip Davis and Fred Mitchell, this isn't going to happen. We have to constantly present, the PLP has to present that illusion that they are strong. The strength of the party. You're not going to come here and you're not going to say what you want to say and we're going to leave it unchecked.
The PLP has really been able to put themselves at the forefront with this heavy illusion, right? And I got to call it an illusion because we understand the indifference that exists in this particular space. The PLP was able to pull about 4,000 people in a 21 miles by 7. Right, so 3,000 people is a big number for our eyes, but if we really look at it and gauge it based upon the number of persons who ain't had nothing to do, no one still ain't showing up, whether that's for the FNM or whether that's for the PLP. However, the PLP did something and was able to calibrate our minds. Like I got to use these words. Mm-hmm. The PLP, in preparation for the next general election, calibrated our minds to the frequency to say that this is an inevitable victory for us. We're going to crush the FNM, even if we don't present ourselves in this position that says we're going to launch our campaign. Talk to me about it, Garth. Let me hear what you got to say.
Yeah, I was so much enjoying this conversation. This is so refreshing to me. It made me feel, Howard, like our work is not in vain, like you said. She's quite correct. We've been given counsel off of the air, Howard, as to how incorrect we've been on the show, how we've been, for lack of a better term, abusive towards a particular organization. We seem to be more faring towards another. But everyone can see what's there, apparently, except for those people who are sitting in the seat of authority in a particular party. I think your message to them, and it's always been to the entire country at large, whether you are PLP, FNM or COI, is to go to the foundation of your organization, go to your philosophy, and to, if it's cracked, you either repair it or you break it down and rebuild it as quickly as possible to present yourself again. Or thinking that everyone around you doesn't see the lies and the pitfalls and the errors of your ways, I think that's tragic. I think that's tragic, Howard Grant. The one thing I've learned, and people may not know this, when I first came on the foundation with Howard Grant listened to me. And then after they sing the first show, Howard, you gave me some reprimand. You said, Garth, I want you to understand something. This show is about building from the foundation up. I said, but Howard, I don't believe that's a reality. I told you that. I said, Howard, the mindset of our people, the mindset of our communities, the mindset of our politics in this country, when it comes to religion, I said, I think we're so far gone. I'm not sure, Howard, that we can save our country. I said that to Howard Grant. And Howard Grant said to me, Garth, how dare you? He said, you think I sit here for nothing? You think I sit here because I like one over the other? I don't like man. I don't do these things. Listen to me, boy. We can fix this thing. And since that day, we've had that conversation. I have sat here with Howard Grant, as he said, the right-hand man.
Hold on. It's amazing that you would tell people that you and I had this conversation.
Yes, I have to say it because people don't understand.
That ain't nobody business.
But, you know, when people were calling and saying, you know, why are you always on the show with Howard? Why are you always on the show with Howard? Because Howard is actually positioning himself to be that voice, that mouthpiece, and say, you know what, let's fix this country.
God, I literally told him, I don't like man. I just said,
I called you and told you, why are you always on the show? Why are you always on the show? I was like, I don't like man.
No.
I don't have you because I like man.
The concept and idea was that whether it's a political organization, I have no allegiance to the FNM, I have no allegiance to the PLP, I have no allegiance to any political organization, I have no allegiance to anything other than being able to ensure that we can right-size our country. That's it. That we can realign our country. That's it. And I always want to be able to have this conversation. Now, this thing will be comfortable.
No.
Gabby?
No.
This thing will be a comfortable conversation.
I like what she's saying so far. I think she's on point.
This thing will be a comfortable conversation because today, for me, I always have to give the obvious. The obvious of what's happening in our society is that the PLP is showing themselves prepared to win the next general election. That is an obvious thing. It is an obvious thing that they're doing everything from a traditional standpoint and pulling all of those things out of that Acme bag, out of the tricks up their sleeve to ensure that they can give you the illusion that we got this thing here. And what is also obvious is that there is no contrast. There is no pushback from that from the
National Movement. Okay, so what I want to ask you,
National Movement.
Go ahead. I tell you, Howard, Gabby, Howard, my shop. Mm-hmm. When did you see this surge of interest for re-election from the PLP? First year, second year, third year, or present?
They never.
Did you feel a strong campaign initially?
They never stopped campaigning.
Because he was traveling.
They're
doing some other things.
Everyone knows my position on this. The PLP has, and more specifically the Prime Minister, has shown himself engaged in two campaigns at the onset. I told you that.
That's all that conversation.
He was engaged in two campaigns. He was engaged in a global, for geopolitical campaign, trying to strategically put himself at the forefront of climate change.
Okay.
That was a strategic position that he has taken.
Yes.
His articulation, his vision, his view, his ability to be able to speak with clarity to the world, that's what caused Clint to move where he had to move. Because when he came back, he didn't bring that polished brave. Right?
Did you feel that strength that I was talking about?
He didn't bring that polished brave when he come back, hit the ground. He bring the, you know, down home, rake and scrape politician great brave to the forefront, right?
I do think.
Which we like. We don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But when you show me what you got, for real, real, and then you come here and then you give me this kind of a secondhand love. Hold on, brother, I want the polished man.
Did you feel the secondhand love that I was talking about?
I absolutely do feel it.
You did feel it. But you don't feel it now.
I do feel it. But I think the difference
is
he has been open to the criticisms and the feedback. I think we're looking at a very different leader of the Progressive Liberal Party. One that we haven't seen before. And as I've said before, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis is not the Honorable Perry Gladstone Christie.
Oh, how so?
There is a difference that he has shown that he is not going to let things go so far out of his hands, not have a pulse, or that his chairman doesn't have a pulse to rectify situations and be able to bounce back quickly.
Let me take a break, guys. When we get back, I like what you said. I don't feel, I recognize that we're not looking at a Perry Gladstone Christie. I recognize that this is the very first time that we didn't see a sense of contentment in our leadership. We're seeing a prime minister who holds and wields power still present himself hungry. That is bananas to me.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
We got to talk about this.
We got to talk about
how can you be in the position of power and still have the mechanisms that say that I am going to win?
My Lord.
We got to be able to have this kind of a very clear conversation. Guys, let's take this quick commercial break. When we get back, we can dive deeper into it.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let your taste buds dive into a paradise with Marco's new Tropical Jerk Pizza. Enjoy a succulent grilled chicken pizza topped with tangy pineapples, zesty banana peppers, and our signature jerk sauce. Starting at just $12.95 and available in all sizes. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Make the right choice and order one today at marcospizzabahamas.com. No one makes pizza quite like we do.
Now let me see now, 326-EPIC. Hello, hello, this Epic, Eckerd Battery. This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all, they open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m., 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That's a real love, like Mary J. Blige. I think that all of us have been looking for a real love from our political leaders, trying to make a determination as to where we are and where we're going. The PLP has taken on this very strong position, and that's what I had to have this show about. The optical illusion. I know that they're traveling along the lines, and this is what they're good at. I keep trying to explain to people, you can't beat the PLP campaign in this country. I keep trying to think, so you cannot beat the PLP campaign in this region. There are people in the region that come and ask them advice how I should do these particular things. Y'all don't know that, but this is the truth. Okay? When you look at campaigns that's happening in Jamaica, that's happening, you see the victories that happen, and then all of a sudden the Ministry of Foreign Affairs shows up and say, I want to be able to, you know, just shake hands for the victory for this person. These things are not happenstance. They're by design. These are relationships that have been forged over the course of time because of the strength of the PLP. And what is happening now is that they went into their bag. In 2016, the PLP has done something strategically by being able to give you the rearrangement and a shifting inside the organization. They say that we can change our constitution. Reynald Rigby take on that kind of position. We can change this. We can change the language. We can go to aspirants. We can do all these particular things. As they did that, we were perplexed. Like, what the hell is the PLP doing? They were steadfast. They did what they had to do. Some 400 and some persons showed up. Bang. The PLP won. They found themselves in this position. After they've done all those particular things, they found themselves victorious. Now, they came in very boldly. We can cut VAT by 2%. We can do all these things. The PLP found victory after that. After that.
There was a nugget, too, that you gave us, Howard Grant. I don't know if you recall.
Go ahead.
You said that the PLP's bench, you spoke about that bench that they have. They've always been working on their bench. They've always had a deep bench. They've always kept that bench populated.
We have to talk about that.
And now we look at the FNM. The bench of the FNM is
empty. Hold on. We you can't talk about a non-existent thing. What bench?
But that's what I'm saying.
What bench are you talking about? There's no bench in the
FN. I talk about it after the news.
Then. What bench
we
are you
talking about? We have to talk about this, guy, after the
bench
the break.
There.
We're going to have to talk about this the after the there. Break.
Your bench there. Is there, Howard.
There's no bench in the FN.
There's one.
Listen to me.
See, Gab? See, Gabby? She's on the bench. See that? See that's a Gabby right here.
God, why are you bringing me into
Gabby
this?
On the radio?
They gotta give,
I on the radio.
Yeah, but they gotta give her one shirt. They gotta give her. They gotta give one of them.
You're looking for
you,
problems.
Yeah, you're looking for problems.
The next generation
you are problematic. You are a problematic person right now.
They got bench, but
you are a problematic person. So, we can talk about that after the break.
We can get to the break. We can get to these particular things. We can talk about this bench that you're talking about. But like, we gotta be able to talk about the idea, and that's the second tier of this conversation. One, the optical illusion. By being able to show you the numbers. Two, the illusion of being able to the PLP has been boss at doing this. They give you the bridge to the future. They give
regionally.
You, they give you young, articulate, insightful behemoths that they could have convinced to be able to join the PLP even if their family was FNM. And they join the PLP and they get thrown away. Most of them. And the last dispensation, when we're talking about Gregory Moss, we're talking about Andre Rollins, we're talking about Renwood Bells,
yeah.
We're talking about all these particular persons, right? One or two of them was being able to be saved and preserved, like Michael Alkidis, but the PLP was boss at being able to identify young voices. Do we see the same thing in the Free National Movement?
I like it. Let's talk about that after the break.
We have to talk about that after the break.
All right, so we can talk
about this. We can't pick that up and drop it down.
No, I got to put it up there. Guys, I want you all to join me in the conversation of after the break. The lines will be wide open so we can be able to jam and really have this good conversation. We're talking about political readiness beyond the illusion. Are these organizations ready to lead this country beyond the idea and the rhythm of what politics says? Quick break, guys. Going to get be right back after news.
Foundation. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Join us for the Pulled Pork Festival at Arawak Key, June 21st, 3 p.m. through 11 p.m. Enjoy a delicious day featuring a variety of Hispanic cuisine and Bahamian dishes, all inspired by a farm-to-table theme. Savor the flavors and explore a vibrant culinary showcase. Whether you're a food lover, a family looking for a great day out, or a fan of live music and competitions, this festival has something for everyone. Tickets can be purchased online, cashandgobahamas.com/event-tickets.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from around the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your companies, guys. I let you know I got a good call this morning from my guy over at Garden of Edens. I don't know if you feel like pea soup today. I think you have okra soup.
You should treat
soup.
Me to some of that.
Okra soup.
You I want think some you should soup? Treat me to. Yes, I love soup.
I'm serious.
But I talk about this on the end, and if I don't care none for my husband, he can be mine.
Well, I could get you 2 plates of okra soup.
That sounds good, Howard. That sounds good.
Go down there to Garden of Eden. Tell Howard, tell Ephraim Howard send you, and get yourself 2 bowls. I'll take care of that.
Oh, thank you.
No, seriously, to God, I'm honest to God.
I never get nothing from there, you know.
Listen, when people beg it, allow that one bag to be finished. Listen,
the funny thing about it is, you see, I don't just beg for me, I beg for me and my husband.
You have to beg for your husband.
He's a good wife.
That's how you do it. That's how you got to do it.
That ring, what I see, when I can talk your business. Because people... Yeah, I drop that
don't break people also when they beg. Let her beg.
Let me beg it, please, God. Please, don't get fed on this boulevard.
I will come at my house one night, him and his wife, and bring one big grouper.
Oh, that's... Fish. And you know how expensive grouper is, God.
But
and you right.
When they even start giving you something, it's like, baby, people need more. It's like, you don't say thanks, and then...
That's the PSB mentality, though.
Oh, no, we ain't talking like that.
Anyway, excuse me, I'm not going to fight you. Go down to my guy, Garden of Eden, right now, and find out more information if you want to be able to get a little soup or something like that today. Today is okra soup. Tomorrow is pea soup. So he's going to be able to do that. I told you, he called me, cussed me out, say, Howard, you ain't come by me on Father's Day. Normally, we normally sit down with him and have a good dinner.
I was supposed to meet you all there one time.
Say, oh, Howard, you didn't come by me on Father's Day. My wife cooked for me because my mother was here.
You could cook?
Sunday. If I could cook?
Yeah.
I can't maintain this kind of size without being able to cook something for Jesus' sake. This can't just be snacks,
sir.
So it's
your wife cooking. I don't know you can cook.
No, yeah. That's a decent man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a good conversation, man. I want to be able to let you guys join in and see exactly what's what. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I'm here with none other than Gabby Anius, right? Gabby Anius. Yes. Learn to do that. Amen.
I just use it.
Don't abbreviate the man last name, not now. Amen. I
just genius.
Praise
it's just
God.
Genius.
Go ahead, right? And I'm here with Garth Rosebrough. We're really being able to talk about political readiness beyond the illusion. What happened is that at the beginning of the show, if you didn't pick up, we just was having a conversation about the optics and the illusion, the optical illusion that is June 6th. And the amount of persons that pulled up and showed out in those particular areas. And then this kind of a contrast where people would say, well, you know, church don't win no election and this don't do that and all these particular things. But the PLP is steadfast on their course, like I said, like a hungry hyena, which is sort of oxymoronic because the hyenas own the pride land.
Hmm.
You understand? Hyenas own the pride land now. But yet they are still hungry. What is going on? They're seeking to be able to find themselves in a victorious position again. Mm-hmm. And so we look at those that oppose. We look at those that seeks to be able to present another perspective, another vision, another concept, another idea, which is the Free National Movement. And we try to figure out if we're dealing with optical illusions, have you presented the strength of your organization? Have you gotten over the internal fighting between yourself and Dr. Minnis? Have you got over that kind of an internal the quarrel that exists on the inside of the organization that says, okay, we're done with this. Let's get out there and move towards victory. And in my estimation, I don't believe that I've seen that. Right? The FNM, like you said a little earlier, the FNM likes to be able to give a democratic approach. But this democratic approach needs to be done away with because the PLP, the totalitarian monarch, I don't care what you want to call it, we deal with our indifference internally. When we emerge, it is one leader.
One man, one
side. How can I try to fix this?
Let me hear it.
I'm looking at the Free National Movement, and I know they have a number of brilliant, smart people in the party. I've met these people. These people, they like lifestyle in terms of middle class.
You got to fix that, though. I don't know whether or not there's brilliant, smart people in the party.
No, brilliant, smart
people who are FNMs. Now, if there are any formality in terms of them being a part of the organization, the movement of the organization, that's the different story.
See, you done gone ahead of me, but go on, finish your statement.
I'm just saying to you.
I know, but you know it's going there.
You got smart people. Okay, watch me. I could say to you right now, there are a lot of brilliant, smart people in the PLP. That means that they are involved, and they are participating, and they are strategically a part of the movement of the organization. Everyone except Anton, I'll tell you that right now, right? Anton, I'll tell you.
Lord, I'm surprised I didn't hear him call. It's
Anton,
Anton, hi, Anton. In a minute,
right? So when you find out from the Free National Movement, as a result of what has shifted since the removal or the exit, the gracious bowing out, right, of Hubert Ingraham, Then we find Hubert Minnis being in conversation about to have with you. I just have to pull back on it because I need you to understand the mechanics of what happened. Hubert Ingram had the buoyancy of the organization that supports him. This, they continue to be able to call themselves the Ingramites. Those people who have been rejected by Hubert Ingram in so many words, who've been asking for an opportunity to support frontline, who have Hubert Ingram always smile and say, okay, well, we can find out something for you, but you're doing good right now serving in that capacity. I like how you give out shirts. I think you should stay there. I love how you answer the phone. I think you should stay there. Or whatever these areas are, there hasn't been sort of a movement for them. When Minnis came in, those people who were rejected showed a sense of allegiance to him, and then boom, they find themselves at the forefront of the organization and being able to serve in significant order. Now, the party has two fractions, Minnisites and Ingramites. And there ain't much space for the Pintard family.
See, this is a problem, Howard. What you're saying is fundamentally a problem. Because when you find you keep dividing like cells, and you are not coming back together in this sort of healing process, you are going to find yourself eventually being extinct.
That's called cancer. If you're dividing, if you're separating, if you're fighting, and you can't find yourself in a position where you could find harmony within your organization or within the body, then there's a cancer associated with this. And that cancer is the idea of perpetuating this desire to say, well, you know, continues to be able to live in the organization. What the hell are you talking about? This sounds like a haunted house.
But then you have to speak to the foundation of it all. Do you subscribe to the mission, to the philosophy? Is that truly why you are a supporter of the organization?
No.
Because I think at the core,
no.
The difference at the core of the PLP is they will tell you from their belly. It doesn't matter. As they fought, as you found, I believe it's, correct me if I'm wrong, Alfred Sayers ran for leader.
At one point.
Yeah.
He aspired for leader.
He aspired.
Both he and Glenys Hanna.
Ran against the current leader. And still you see them being able to be positioned in a place where they still can serve, because when you look at the seat and the contributions that she's made to the organization, can my political vengeance be more important than winning? I think that is the mindset of the PLP. Win at all costs.
I'll know that that changes come the next general election. During this particular campaign, if I don't see Robin Lines involved in frontline politics, then I'd say the concept and idea of inclusion and being able to bring people back into the fold has shifted in the organization.
I'm working on that right now. But let me say this to you, Howard, and I said, let me fix this for you. The Progressive Liberal Party has an anchor in the father of the nation, Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinling, where people want to emulate the strength that he exuberated. When you look at the Perry Glass Davis, there's still an allegiance, as it were, to the Right Honorable Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinling, who has now gone before us. In terms of the Free National Movement, you talk about successful Wallace Whitfield, who has also passed. Mm-hmm. But of course, it almost seems to me superior a Hubert Alexander Ingram, who was victorious in 1992. Therefore, he is a living legacy, as it were, in the Free National Movement. And so what we find is that rather than people attempting to be their own self in the Free National Movement, there is a desire for power to be like that of Hubert Alexander Ingram. And so when Minnis came, we saw some type of image of Ingram in Minnis. Now we see a Michael Pintard. There's an imagery of Hubert Alexander Ingram. And so right now, as we look in the nation of the FNM, they don't seem quite comfortable in terms of their present leadership, because the minute Hubert Alexander Ingram steps in the room, he steals all of the light. Everything else turns to shadow. And so the bench of the Free National Movement would have consisted of people who wanted to be like Ingram but could never be like Ingram. Ooh, and Ingram would continue to overshadow them. Whereas in the Progressive Liberal Party, we look to Pinling, but we can respect our current leader because our current leader has the Pinling in him that all of us have within us.
I don't know whether or not I could say that. I don't know that the... Okay, so people like Shivago Lang, people like Dion...
Ingram.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is that they... I don't know whether or not their aspiration was to be like Ingram. They brought their talent to the table. They were teachable, trainable, coachable, and were ready to be used for what Ingram needed in terms of his overarching vision and objective. But I don't know whether or not they wanted to be Ingram.
They didn't want to be Ingram, but they wanted the strength of Ingram. They desired that strength. They wanted to follow that model.
Capacity was deceit. It wasn't him as an individual.
You don't think so?
It wasn't him as an individual.
So why, when that individual steps up to the microphone...
I don't think... God, I think you're going down a slippery slope here.
Let me take
a break. Well, I like slipping.
I noticed that because honoring...
Oh, sorry.
You said something. Honoring a living legend.
Mm-hmm.
So when that person enters the room, there's a level of respect. There's an air of respect.
Okay.
I don't think that means that there is a lack thereof for the current leadership.
Oh, you don't?
Explain to me right now.
Watch me.
Okay.
If I walk in the room with my father and my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
I still have the allegiance to both men.
Okay.
One for being able to be the foundation of the family and starting this. The next one for being able to help shape me. And I have a respect for both of these men. And I don't have aspirations I don't view one higher than the other.
So
I don't think that's happening in the party.
So in a situation where there's a threat in the room, there are three of you, your grandfather, your father, and yourself, and there's a threat in the room. The one with the most experience would be your grandfather, yes?
Experience. Yes.
The one with the most strength would be you.
Yes.
And dad would be in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So who we can listen to when the threat takes place?
Experience.
That's all I'm saying. And if you continue to listen to experience
is the
strength.
Call on the line. Go ahead.
You can hear me. You can hear me, Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I got angry at you today. No, sir.
Fight me.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we got, and the Ephraim is a living legacy.
Who?
In Ingram.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Walking, Britain, and we see him as the man who defeated Finland. You understand?
But I'm saying to you again.
So what's happening in the Ephraim is we're looking for that naughty.
The what?
We're looking for the donor to come out and give the naughty.
Okay.
What donor?
Whoever going to back the present leadership.
This sounds like my good cousin. Go ahead, my cousin. Talk, cousin. Let me hear you.
Right? God, you need to stop.
We're looking for support for the new leader because right now he isn't gaining any national traction.
Why?
Okay?
Why?
That's what happened.
No. Why?
Hold on.
Go ahead, cuz.
Remember now, the last 15 years in the F&M party.
Yes, sir.
It could be straight up with you.
Straight
has destroyed the brand.
Hold on. 15 years is a lot. You need to stop.
Hold on.
You got God catching the Holy Spirit in here today.
Right? The last 15 years.
Is a chaplain.
The white present memory is with Venice and Loretta Butler Turner. Minutes sat in that House of Assembly alone when seven MPs left him, right, and formed the opposition. One fraction, in my opinion, they appointed Brandon McCarthy to the Senate and Rodney Mundell, right? Minutes won the election within 6 months because Ingram walked on that stage. You understand, Perry Christie got beat by a fraction F&M. In 20, that minister was not the leader of the opposition in the House. When he challenged Loretta twice. They had two leadership challenges. Twice.
And now
got prime ministership with Hubert Ingram, right? And lost the general election. Once he won, he governed and lost. And now, still here, battling. 15 years, battling. The brawl of the F&M cannot resonate with the Bahamian people right now because of that man, in my opinion.
15 years would take us back. It's 2005. It would take us back to 2010. Okay.
Think about it, Howard.
2010.
Think about it. Ben Ingram
left came in 2010.
And resigned after he lost.
Mm-hmm. In 2012.
Yeah.
Give it to Menace.
Right.
Okay.
Menace became the leader of the FNM.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that party has been fighting since then.
That's still not 15 years.
Well, I can go with your scenario. I appreciate your telephone call. I can go with this scenario, and I can say this.
I know how
The last 2 years of Hubert Ingram-led leadership,
yes,
between 2010 and 2012,
right? The road project, yeah.
Was the road project.
Yeah, mashes
up. That could have been the sort of the kinetic energy that led to the demise of the Free National Movement.
Yes.
And then one thing led to another with the changing of leadership.
Yes.
Now, Hubert Ingram knew in the Westminster system, as a good politician that he is, to step down. He did step down.
Honorably,
he did the honorable thing,
yes,
and he stepped down.
Yes.
He led the party a hell of a long way. They found this particular position.
Yes.
He stepped down. Menace was found in that position, and they fought Menace tooth and nail every step of the way.
Straight to 2021.
Every step of the way, they fought Menace.
Straight to 2021. But Howard.
It was a good fight, though. I like that
Howard.
It was a good fight.
But Howard. But Howard, before Ingram arrived, weren't they fighting? Weren't they divided? What were they? You said they wanted dissidents.
No.
Okay, fix it then.
Between 2002 and 2007, which was the 5 years of leadership for the PSP.
Rest of the Party.
Right?
Perry Gladstone Christie.
Perry Gladstone Christie's, yes, his cabinet at that time,
Anchor Project.
Was tumultuous. It was horrid.
Infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. It was a horrid cabinet. There seems to be a perpetuation of carnality. They did some good stuff. I can't take that away from
Remember the Anchor Project.
But there was a perpetuation of carnality and conversations that gravitated towards that, and people, it was distracting from the business of the country.
Okay.
It was distracting, right? And so the FNM knew that this would be a victorious time for them. Tommy Turnquest was in the position that he was supposed to be able to lead the party to victory. And then on the convention floor, that shifted. There was no fight. Nobody was cussing on Tommy and say, Tommy, we don't want you, so forth and so on. Any murmurs, what was happening at such a high altitude in the organization that people couldn't hear it. And so then when that shift happened, everyone knew, okay, well, this is what it is, right? So there wasn't fighting in the party. The only fighting that started over the last 15 years would have been 2010 with the beginning of the road projects. And then after that road
which
project.
Which are very beneficial to us today.
Which is truly beneficial to those particular positions. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, Anton. What's up?
Oh, that's
Gabby, she asked me.
How you all doing?
Hi, Anton.
She asked me.
Hi, Gabrielle. How
are
you doing?
I'm awesome.
Excellent. Oh, God, how y'all doing, man?
Everything good, man. What's happening?
Everybody, you're trying to get him right up, Anton. I'm trying my best.
I know, that's about this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to get him right up.
Oh, my gosh. You're so good. Gabby.
Hi.
We're going to get you one of those. Ride the whip and bridge.
I knew that was coming.
I know.
I knew that was coming.
Anton,
you need to get one yourself. You got one?
I think not, Anton.
Anton, you need to get one first. You wearing yours? You got yours?
I swear to you.
Howard. Even on the Labor Day March, I generally 99% of the time you'll find me wearing my own pants and shirt. And even at conventions, I wear my own pants and shirt. I'm not one who you have to see me in a yellow shirt to understand who I am and where I stand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, So I will put it back to this conversation. We were talking about political readiness and beyond the illusion. We were talking about whether or not the PLP seems like they are tremendously hungry and desirous. We even heard the former prime minister being able to say Boswick's going away ceremony about the hungriest person will be the victor. So talk to me about that, this kind of a position that we've taken and everything that we've laid out so far.
Well, that is generally how it goes in sports. You played some sports, so you should understand that. Whoever is the hungriest, whoever is the most tenacious, whoever gives that in basketball, we used to say 40 minutes, of effort, of endless effort, is going to come out victorious at the end of the day. However, that's when you ultimately control all of the components that go into that winning mix. In politics, you do not control all of the components. You only can control what you put out there. You only can control the record that you have to run on. You only can control how you make the people feel, where you get the biggest of your support. That's what you have control of. So those are the things that need to be examined. If you go, it's not going to be in who looks to have the largest crowd, who looks to have the tsunami crowd, who looks to have the mega rallies. It's not going to be in who's wearing the most shirts. It's not going to come down to that point. The behemoth people are, and I've been saying this for quite some time, right? Especially, it went back to the former Prime Minister Christie's administration, and what I'm about to say rolled right on through the minute. Party supporters, to a large degree, was left out. And so they were left out for 10 years, but pretty much 9 years. His minister didn't go to a full term. 9 years and some. 9 years and 4 months. They were left out, right? And people are still waiting for their opportunity, all right? And so you have to now examine, under this Davis administration, how people have been getting their opportunity. Howard, you always talk about how angry some of former Prime Minister Minnis' internal supporters were, and he went to election early because they were just getting themselves in some kind of financial shape. And this is real talk. This ain't no fluff talk. They were just getting themselves in some kind of economic shape that they could pay some of their bills or do whatever. Correct, Howard?
Yeah, yeah.
So they were the most angry. You have to take that exact same approach within the Progressive Liberal Party. It's the government of the day who the election is for to lose. It is not for the opposition to win. It is for the government of the day. It is their election to lose. Whoever that government is, whether it be PLP or FNM. And right now it is for the PLP to lose the election.
Well, I can take this commercial break, Anton. I appreciate your telephone call, but I want to be able to talk about this and this kind of an idea when we get back. I want to talk about this and I want to look at this. This listenership and this audience that we have here on Guardian wishes not to have a conversation about the obvious, about what has been the historical pillars of this country. The rhythm of perception. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about traditions and perceptions and what people do and whether or not music and food and all these particular emotion gravitate towards putting an X on a paper for a particular political organization. However, no matter how much you deny it, even if 30% of this country is engaged and in tune and have a deep understanding of, even if it's 30% of this country, you got 70% that's still dealing with this kind of a low-level, low-brow thinking decisions that they're making. You know who's betting on the 70%? The PLP. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Throughout history, from bartering in ancient markets to the invention of paper currency, convenience has been at the heart of the way we pay, from barter to cash and cash to digital. Whether you pay with an online bank transfer, digital wallet, or contactless card, with digital payments, options abound. The world never stops evolving, and neither should you. Choose freedom. Choose flexibility. Choose convenience. The future of pay is digital. Visit us online at livedigitalbahamas.com and on social media.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment.
Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Ever find yourself lost in a sea of car insurance options, wondering which policy is right for you? At NUA Insurance, our team of experts is ready to steer you in the right direction. Need affordable rates or customized coverage? Ask us. Have questions only seasoned pros can answer? Ask us. With our top-notch service and years of experience, we've got the answers you need to drive with confidence. So why wait? Visit us online or in branch at NUA Insurance and just ask us.
90.9 FM. Fresh news. Smart talk. All day.
Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live and in full effect. Being able to jam the way that we are, I'd love you to join me in conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. It says, on something topical, okay, let's see. It says, this is where the advice is, don't listen to experience. That's where it, LOL. This is, anyway, this line of argument proved faulty in the Free National Movement Convention because it's faulty. This is the line of argument that has actually been indicating that essentially supersede power, I suppose, that this what he's talking about, supersede the establishment or the experience in the room. Howard, like God said, the party need to give a vision, not a provision. They're giving people slackness instead of a vision to help themselves. Who are they talking about? Giving slackness?
Because we ain't understand that one.
Yeah, Texas, I don't understand. Who's giving slackness? The PLP? Because the PLP has given a vision with a blueprint for change. And also, they are now in the course of being able to provide provision. Garth, you and I had this conversation. And I said to you that all these things that we're talking about, the indifference that we have in all these particular spaces, it only take a little swipe of the pen for the PLP to be able to get back, for persons to be able to get back in line with the PLP and then finding themselves victorious. Because have they done so much, so egregious politically, that people can't align themselves with that? Or are they doing what is necessary to find themselves victorious come next general election?
Gabby, Howard and I had a conversation, and I like to prick his brain. But Howard said to me, Garth, and then this continues to resonate every time I sit here on the show, by the way, that the PLP has a plan. The FNM has a plan. And the only individuals who do not have a plan is the people of the Bahamas, because we tend to flip-flop between the parties. At this particular time, what Howard is saying to me today is that definitely we're seeing now the emergence of a plan to win from the Progressive Liberal Party. We have not seen the plan for the FNM as yet to win. The COI says we have a plan to win, and basically all that the COI has been complaining about, the PLP has been using that as a springboard to fix in order to quell society. The only one left out of that is still the Free National Movement. And so when I speak like that, people say, well, why go so hard on the Free National Movement? I'm not being hard on you. I'm saying to you, you're waiting for Mr. Ingram to come back, or you're waiting for to get instruction as to what you must do next. But we don't have any evidence of you doing anything. I don't see any candidates. I keep saying this. I don't see the army that's going to be prepared for war. These aspirants that you have around the place, I don't know these people. And if someone just said, Howard,
can I say this to you?
Just said it a while ago.
Even the aspirants don't know. Even those that are packed in these particular constituencies will have quiet conversations with me and say, Howard, I don't know. The FNM need to make a decision. Even these people stuffed, whether they're in Fox Hill, whether they're in Southern Shores, whether they're in Golden Gates, whether they're in wherever they are, They're saying the party need to make a decision. These are FMs.
I think message from persons everywhere. And some may call and fight me on this, but it is what it is.
Yep.
As we onlookers, mm-hmm. persons in society, and I keep saying this, you cannot expect that you are in a council room and the rest of society is aware of what's happening in that council room.
Okay.
That the rest of society subscribes because you support a particular political party, that you necessarily know what it is that they're doing. Everyone wants direction. No one wants to be walking in darkness. And I think the greatest enemy, to go back to what the topic is for today, that illusion, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, Howard. It is the illusion of that knowledge.
My God.
She got me here philosophizing, boy.
That's what it is.
So it is the illusion of knowledge.
It's the illusion of knowledge.
My God.
And I think it's not that the FNM isn't hearing this information. It's not that persons aren't saying this information. At this point, today's date, my opinion may change tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm saying, based on the information that we have that is being presented to society, when you walk on the streets, when you talk to people, mm-hmm. you cannot feel that your message is resonating amongst a population when everywhere you walk, people are saying the same exact thing.
And what's that?
What is the message? Who are you sending? Where are we headed?
Hold on. Gabby ain't going to do this.
You fix it. I was about to fix it for you, but you go ahead.
Gabby ain't going to do this.
What
is the message? Who are you sending? And after you can't get a satisfied answer, then they question the leadership. Then they question whether or not leadership in the Free National Movement even ready to take on this challenge.
All I said to you last week,
talk to me.
They got to change the leadership. Listen to me. Let me tell you what the recipe has been in the past. Those who look the best and present the best, then we give them an opportunity because we say,
God, it's too late in the game to have this kind of conversation.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you.
You're not changing that.
So call Mackey Street and tell them that then. Call Mackey Street then. And tell them that.
Ain't no turning back.
Because
now.
Let me put myself in this situation. Howard, you could say amen or you could be quiet because I know he's a good, happily married man. When you meet a beautiful woman and you don't want to waste no time, like I went, and let me talk a little bit of my business, Gab. I used to work for Atlantis, right? And 1 month, my second month on the job, the first month I only made $120. The second month I made $15,180 in the second month at Atlantis. I got the envelope of money from Windsor Park by where Scotia was at that time, that bank. I went down to McDonald's on Bay Street. And I tell the woman, on this long line, I said, you're a manager? She said, yes. Ice cream Sunday thing. So I opened up a big envelope with $15,000 in it. I said, I'm trying to find some change. You think that woman ain't going to be on the counter and bring me that ice cream? You think that woman ain't going to bring me my ice cream and I pay a dollar? Mr. Who You Is. This is what happens in politics.
The illusion.
When I don't know who you are, you got to bring the envelope.
Who presents the best illusion that they are positioned and ready for it? Right now, I think the people have been saying to the Free National Movement over and over and over again, this is not going to be like elections past. We have a well-funded progressive liberal party who not only is well-financed and funded, but they have the government purse at their disposal to do some things for some people.
Mm-hmm. And they sure look good.
And Tone started to mention something earlier when he talked about...
I know he can cuss me because I know he wasn't finished saying what he had to say.
He wasn't saying what he had to say.
Yeah.
Anton, at this point, I believe you're a panelist on every show.
I know he can cuss me.
I don't know. Anton has a lot of time on his hands.
I got to call her right on the line now. Let me see if I can be able to
get that. Let's take the call.
Call her. Go ahead.
Yeah, this
is
Anton right
there.
Go ahead, Anton.
Cuss Anton.
Go ahead, Anton.
Let me Gavin.
Hey, Anton.
This election isn't coming down to illusion. I can tell you that.
Listen to me carefully, Gabby. Philip Brave Davis, as it relates to politics in this country, as it relates to hope in politics and hope in leaders and hope and trust in leadership, was the one for the PLP. If we don't get it right, if we do not get it right amongst the fellowship, we're gonna be in a wilderness spinning around for quite some time until we get our acts together and learn to appreciate our people.
Anton, are you saying this about? Are you saying this as a PLP?
Let me. Yeah, Monica, I'm a bona fide PLP all my life. From I was in my father's testicles. Okay?
Anton, it's too much. Okay, go ahead.
Hold on. Let me get it real quick. Listen, man. The election for the government of the Bahamas will be won on your record. You have to have an overwhelming record of positivity, especially where people can identify with it personally. It can't be where you're selling people on what you did, but people can't identify with it personally. Outside of that, if so, that is not the case for the government of the day, the election will be won within the weeks leading in to the general election.
So we're going right back to the traditional thing then, Anton.
As it was when Ingram mounted that stage and he took on the Bahamian people and he took the FNM on his
Anton, I have to fight you with this. I have to fight you with this, Anton. You know I can fight you with this.
I
got more call. I got another call on the line by Anton, right?
Let me finish my point. Listen, man. Not resonating at all.
Okay,
I
agree
with
that.
He was the man or the life of key who told the FNM he couldn't even electrocute a mosquito.
Mm-hmm. Electrify.
He was not resonating.
Michael Scott.
The FNM, 3 weeks to 4 weeks out from elections, was not resonating. However, they came out with a super majority after having the biggest breakdown, perhaps in their FNM
I disagree
history.
With you. I disagree with you there, Anton.
They came out
I
with
disagree
the
with you. He didn't win that election. He didn't win that election. Minnis didn't win that election weeks before. There was a build-up, a lead-up to where he began to, where his team was able to begin to get people on his side based on the struggles that he was having with Loretta Butler Turner.
Let him finish. Let me.
That's a small window.
Yeah, because I got to take
the next one. When the FNM strategically released a certain bit of information against a PLP, a high-ranking PLP, that information was in the public domain, and we did not have enough time to fight it back. And then when Minnis was set aside, and the real leader of the FNM, Hubert Ingram, mounted the stage, it was over after that. Because no one in the FNM and talk to the Bahamian
but
people.
But Anton, you saying that... Anton.
Like you, Billy Ingram.
Anton, this me fighting you and then I can let you go. You saying that as though our expectation that if it shifts, the exact same thing were to happen this go round, that Hubert Ingram mounting the stage for Michael Pintar, or more specifically for the Free National Movement, could shift the electorate and the FNM find victory again.
Hold on.
And I told you before, that has not happened in a by-election.
I am right here, Howard. I want to let me out clearly. Please, let me out. I said a couple of things. I said three things. The first one I said was, if the PLP, if Philip Brave Davis, Prime Minister, the Honorable, does what he's supposed to do, takes care of his people, no matter what the FNM do, ain't nothing happening. However, failure to do that, the FNM released certain information that is coming again. And they're going to strategically time it.
Anton, you are wild enough.
Wow.
I'm
bye, Anton.
We'll
pick this up after the show, Anton.
Coupled with Hubert Alexander Ingram in the heart and the minds of the Bahamian people, we will not be able to fight it off. Thank you all for the opportunity.
All right, I appreciate Anton. You, Anton. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Let me take one more telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Thanks so much for holding.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, what's up?
Good day, God, and good day to your guest.
Gabby.
My name is Gabby.
Yeah. Well, right now, I realize we have a very critical thing called the budget debate going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Anton just tell you all, say some information coming. But you all take that to mean.
I have a lot of things that I could be able to speculate on, but I couldn't tell you what an Anton had.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, the feds, them listening to everything, right?
Okay. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother, because you, the feds, listening to this show, too. You need to stop.
Wait, better take a break.
God,
the feds listening to this show, too. Let me get out of here. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys. I'm going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Calling all dear lovers.
Join us on Saturday, June the 21st from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Nassau Cruise Port to sample beers from all around the world with live music and amazing Bahamian food. $10 general admission includes a free Portside Pints beer mug, or take it up a notch and check out our exclusive VIP lounge. That's the Portside Pints Beer Festival, June 21st at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss it. Visit Facebook or Instagram for details.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. With these last few minutes here, we're going to be able to wrap up this kind of a conversation. I feel like this is podcast worthy, and you know, we got to be. I sitting right here saying, should I set up a podcast for this today? Because these are the kind of conversations that's going to be able to take us from one element to another, one element to another, and it's important that we at least have that kind of a pillar, that stake. In this political landscape going forward, that we could know, okay, this is where the conversation started. This is the true north. This political readiness conversation, political readiness beyond the illusion, we have to be definite in the COI. Everyone is giving us this idea of illusion. They are, what we talked to yesterday, when I say the accoutrements, they have all of these paraphernalia. They have themselves adorned in the idea of preparation. We're associated with our party. We got the banners, Unstoppable. We got the banners, New Day, New Wave with Brave and so forth and so on, Ride the Wave with Brave. All these are the elements and the accoutrements of a perception that they want to be able to feed into your mind. Mm-hmm. But as we get on the ground, when we hear conversations like Anton, when we hear other persons call in to actually start to have a conversation with us about what the marks they miss, as we pull or tear open the paper and we see one thing burn down after another, we realize that y'all ain't even got no fire trucks. And now today we're seeing a boy dies and siblings injured in fire. We're seeing these things, and it's a perpetuation thereof. We're seeing crime, and we're seeing men and boys get snuffed out in our country.
Bushfires.
And then we see the amalgamation of that happen on Father's Day when Bop is snuffed out in our country. We're seeing these things. We're seeing rape after rape and murder. We're seeing these people slipping on the streets and whatnot. Now, you set up your campaign, you know. Mm-hmm. You set up your campaign. While Rome burns, you set up your campaign, and you're preparing yourself for victory, and you look at the contrast, and you ask yourself for the FNM and the PLP.
Rome burning.
Rome is burning.
Yeah, and you still planning to win.
And you plan to win. You will be the master of rubble.
You can't even go to the ATM now, it seems. Going to the ATM on a regular run in broad daylight, it's no longer safe. Because this isn't the first instance of that. Didn't we just have the a few weeks before that the assistant commissioner of police was robbed at an ATM as well?
Yes.
This is becoming habitual, and we don't know how much other instances, because maybe they weren't as high profile as this. So is crime under control now in the Bahamas?
Well,
we may see murders aren't as high this year, but over the course of period, it's still pretty much high.
And this is only going back to this. All this conversation is taking me right back. We see Vision 2020. Vision
2040
or 2030?
2040, 2030 is COI.
Yeah. 2040, that's what I was saying. The PLP put something out there. I'm sorry, the COI put something out there, Vision 2030. Right? We know that the NDP put out some information about National Development Plan, about this sort of an idea for 2040, right? Mm-hmm. The PLP put out a New Day agenda. The Free National Movement is still clinging on to what they had before. We're still waiting on these particular ideas. We keep ingesting information. We keep looking over it, perusing it, and I'm trying to figure out where do we fit in this and where will the translation be from paper to application. Theoretically, all these fellas ready to go, you know. Theoretically, on paper, if you see their accoutrements like we talk about, they're ready to go. However, man, Rome burning.
I'll say this, Howard Grant, for just 1 minute, if I may. I listened to our good friend Anton Thompson. I continue to monitor the electorate. The truth of the matter is that there is no political organization in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that will be able to give satisfactory provision to everybody in their party or everyone in society. People are going to be left out. The people who are left out, who scream the loudest, who cry the hardest, and who pinch at the nerve.
They got to be realistic, though. Once you can get closest to real, we're satisfied with the incremental move towards it.
So here's where the foundation comes in, Howard Grant. This would be now have to start discussing what is real. What is going to be the reality of the Bahamas?
The reality of education, crime, which is corruption.
Immigration reform
and social services.
What about agriculture?
Right. Of course, those particular elements need to be. Yeah. But if we're talking about reform and right-sizing the country, we got to be able to deal with a mindset, which is an educational element.
Uh-huh.
We got to be able to deal with immigration, which is being able to stop the influx and the infiltration of these particular things.
Uh-huh.
We got to be able to deal with social services and bringing people up out of the muck and mire.
Uh-huh.
And then we got to be able to deal with an approach that we could ensure that we could satisfy everything and keep it in there. That's the four elements that we got to deal with right now. We got to deal with that. We got to make sure that the people who protecting us ain't thiefing from us. We got to make sure that the people who protecting us ain't robbing us, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make sure that the force is rid of all of the proverbial bad apples. We got to do these things. And once they could do that, any government that's coming out, any administration that's coming out to say that we can deal with the freedom of information, we can deal with the ombudsman, we can deal with corruption, we can deal with these particular things, we're going to be a hard nose on this and steadfast on this, you will see transformation and people can gravitate towards at least hearing you. Now, while Rome is burning, you have to say, listen, we know where the water is. We know how to get to that. They're not saying these conversations.
We need to have some new voices. Got started to talk about it, and maybe we could come back on another show and speak to it about these voices.
You mentioned the day. I like this. Go ahead.
I like it.
You mentioned the Robin Lines.
Yeah.
I mean, on the contrast, those young voices in the FNM,
yeah.
A Lincoln deal,
and Gabby. Gabby for the bench, Howard Grant. It was great to be here today, folks.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
But we gotta talk about those. We gotta talk about those persons.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today.
Griffin. We got to talk about some of those
Gabby.
People.
Just say Gabby.
Quentin Lightborn. We got to talk about some of those people,
and Howard,
right?
And Howard Grant.
Across the political divide.
Don't you put Howard down in
there. Gabby and Howard.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you all so very kindly. Gabby, I want to thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
To have this kind of a provocative conversation. I want to dive deeper into this. I tell you, I'm provoked to be able to say whether or not this should be a podcast. I appreciate, guys, that y'all enjoy your day. We're going to see you tomorrow on a Small Business Thursday. It's just a prepared for some things on the weekend. We're going to see you tomorrow as we dive a little bit deeper right here on The Foundation.
Foundation.